Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, danger, danger. May contain explicit content. Please, no littles in the room. I cannot afford to take care of that therapy. Thanks.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are.
Changing the Chances.
Yes, we are.
And here we are. We're back just in time for Christmas. Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate, I guess. Because I don't know where you're listening from. So I just
hope. This is true. Not everybody celebrates Christmas.
And that is fair. And that is okay by me.
Right.
Exactly. I just hope you had a good year because the year is coming to an end for all of us. So
it is. And I feel like 2023 went by pretty quick. At least I feel like it did.
I always feel like the beginning seems like it starts off really slow, and then by the end, you're like, where did it go?
Yeah.
It's kind of how it feels for me.
I feel like this whole year flew by.
Hmm. So since this will actually come out on Christmas, at least here in the United States, if this is where you live, we're just going to do like a fun, if that's what we're going to call it, fun podcast. Nothing. Going a little off the books here today. Jesse doesn't even really know what we're doing.
Nope.
This is the first time, like, he just doesn't know. He's just sitting here anticipating.
Yep.
I just went online and I typed in, like, Christmas questions or something. I don't know what I typed in. Questions, Christmas. Anyway, so I have just, like, a list of, like, Christmas questions that I'm going to ask you and we'll talk about. And maybe we'll learn something about each other. Maybe we won't. I don't really know.
Okay.
Yeah?
True.
We're just going to keep it easy. Easy, easy. Okay. Favorite Christmas tradition?
I'd have to say the one that we have, how we get up and open our presents and just kind of chillax and then go to your family's house.
No.
Because, well, but I also like Christmas Eve because we go to my mom's.
Yeah. No, and I think over the years that we have built like good traditions for us. We've been really lucky because so on your side, you're the oldest and on my side, I'm the second.
Yeah.
So it was easy. And I mean this in the nicest way. It sounds terrible when I say it, like for your family, like you and your side to like tailor it around our side that was kind of already set in motion. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Cause well, you guys are more family oriented.
Yeah. We do a lot of family
things. Yeah. And we really... Growing up, like, we really didn't have any...
Well, and your family's real, just like, different.
Yeah. Traditions or anything, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty easy to kind of work around that.
Yeah. I'm like, so I don't mean it like in a mean way. It kind of sounds mean like, you have to revolve your life around us. But I just think it worked out, because like I said, you're the oldest, so there weren't really, like, solid traditions as far as, like, spouses or people coming in and, you know.
Yeah.
We kind of got to set the tone for your side of the family. So, no, you're right. I think we've just created some good ones. I love sending out Christmas cards. I don't know if that's a Christmas tradition or not, but I love it. And I did get that from my mother.
You sure did.
But I love it. I love it so much. It's like the one time a year that it's really easy to like reach out to people and, you know, without much effort.
Usually, like, we try and put in, like, some fun pictures, like, on our Christmas card, things that we've done throughout the year. And
yeah, I always try to pick, like, a fun picture, not, like, a traditional. It's nice
when we get, you know, some back. And if, you know, people kind of do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's nice if they put, like, you know, pictures of their adventures throughout the year on their Christmas card.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice because you get to... kind of get a quick glimpse of like their year.
Yeah. No, agreed. Yeah. So that's why I love it. Do you have a favorite holiday snack?
A favorite holiday snack?
I know. That's a tough one, I think.
That is a tough one.
Because to me, holiday snack implies you only really eat it or get it at this time of year, right?
Yeah. I know what yours is.
What's mine?
Frog Eye.
Oh, my God. Yes, no, I love. I don't know if that's like a snack, but yeah, no, Frog Eye is like my go-to. For sure. I only make it at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yes, absolutely love. I should make it more. There's no reason why I can't. Like, this, there's no reason that should be holiday specific, but...
It is.
It is, and that's it. I'm making it for my birthday. I'm adding it to the list.
I don't really think I have a favorite holiday snack. Like, what?
I don't know.
You're talking like Chex Mix?
I don't think that there's any rules here. I think
I don't know.
Chex Mix is delicious, and we do only eat it this time of year.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fat kid. I
feel like peppermint bark is something you can only get this time of year. Blech. I know. I understand you don't like. Blech. I like peppermint bark.
No. No.
Or like eggnog. I feel like some people
that
like.
Is another one that I think is so.
Can you
gross.
Get that all year round though?
I don't know.
I don't mean, agree. I don't know either.
I don't drink it. I don't like it. I could care less about it. I don't know.
Fair. I'm on the same boat. I just thought I would ask.
I am not an eggnog fan.
Yeah. Agreed. I'm with you on that.
Not even a little bit.
Earliest Christmas memory. Yeah.
I'd have to say the year my mom and stepdad got me my buddy doll. Because mm-hmm. I was a single kid and...
An only child.
Yeah. An only child. And my parents had gotten that for me. And then shortly after, I watched Chucky, and my buddy doll was very similar looking to Chucky. Mm-hmm. So I beat him and buried him under all of my Tonka trucks in my toy box.
That's funny.
So that's probably my earliest Christmas memory.
Yeah. I have like vague recollections of Christmases as I was younger, but I also think some of those memories are fueled by the pictures I can see in my head from when they happened. And I don't remember them specifically, just how it was Christmas morning with like my brothers and my family. And it's just crazy. No specifics. Other than I do remember at one point we all had clocks in our room and, you know, my mom was like, if you go to bed, you do not come out until your clock says like 7 o'clock in the morning. Those are the rules.
That sounds like your mom.
Yeah. She was like, I don't care if you go to bed at 8 o'clock at night, but you go to bed. That's it. You live there till 7 a.m. So
do not leave your room.
Yeah. So that was a big one growing up. Because, you know, I definitely was the kid that was like 5 o'clock in the morning. Let's do this. I was that child for sure.
I think I feel like I was in like my earlier years,
mm-hmm.
but I think once I probably hit double digits, like 10, 11,
yeah,
it was like, well, Christmas isn't going anywhere. Like sometimes it would get to the point to where like my mom would come and get like, hey, get up. Let's go. Yeah. Let's do this.
I'm still that person. I am an adult. And I am still excited for Christmas morning. And it's like good and bad because Piper will be up early because that is who she is as a human. But she's not up because she cares.
Oh, yeah. 100%. She could.
We still get up and like watch a movie and do all the things we do every other day. And I usually come and get you. I think I come get you early, though. Like at 8, I'm like, can you get up so we can like... start this,
yeah,
because
say,
I'm ready to go.
I'm like, yeah, usually around 7:30, 8 o'clock, you're like, let's go. Like,
can you get up now? Go.
No, I don't want to. I want to sleep.
I don't care what you want anymore. Get up. I let you sleep in for an hour. That counts for something. I know the answer to this, but do you like to wrap presents or put them in gift bags?
Gift bags.
Yeah.
All day long. You give me a good-looking gift bag, and I'll reuse that some bitch like 100 times.
So I used to love to wrap very much.
Never have. I am like the worst Christmas wrapper on the planet.
You have to be good at it. That's not the point.
Oh, no. And I'm the dude that like at least every not year, me. If I do wrap a present, I make it a point to point it out. Look, I wrapped your Christmas present for you.
Yeah.
It looks... horrible, but it's wrapped.
Yeah, I used to love to wrap gifts and want to do all the fancy things. And a couple of times I've made bows and I've made tags and I've done all the things. I am on the gift bag bandwagon now.
100%. Listen, here
minimal
you go.
Effort.
Put some tissue paper over the top of the present. Call it a day.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Die Hard 100% is a Christmas movie.
I feel like I have to watch Die Hard because I'm okay. So is the very first
Batman.
I have seen Die Hard. I've seen Die Hard, but it's been a while. So I don't feel like I have a fair opinion because off the top of my head, I'm like, no, it's why? Why would it be a Christmas movie? I don't. So I don't know. Maybe I need to watch it for more accurate.
Because of when it takes place.
At Christmas? But like, is anything else Christmassy other than it's like Christmas time?
I don't think so.
Which, again, fair, because there's a movie that we love that's not technically a Christmas movie, but man, I want to watch it every Christmas, and it's so good.
What?
Legends?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it Legends?
Legend of the Guardians? Or
Guardian
something?
Legends? Legends? Guardians? The Guardian? The Guardians?
No, I
don't know, but it's got like Jack Frost and it's got Santa Claus and it's got Easter Bunny and it's so good. It is so good. It's a kids movie, so yeah. It's animated. But I promise you, if you've never seen it, you should watch it because if you've never seen a Russian Santa, he's phenomenal, by the way.
And the elves don't make the presents. It's the Yetis.
Yeah, there's Yetis. It's amazing. Love it. I want to watch it at Christmas, and it's not technically a Christmas movie.
I have to recount my statement. Not the first Batman. Batman Returns, the second Batman.
Yeah, the first thing is like at the big thing with the tree lighting ceremony.
Yep.
Look at me remembering things. Kind of, a little bit. Is there a holiday movie that you watch every year?
No.
No, you're not a holiday guy.
No.
I mean, really? No.
No. Growing up, I never really was. I mean, and I'm just now starting to get more into the holidays now that we have Piper.
Yeah.
I think having kids, I wouldn't say just now. I mean, since we've had Piper, I've enjoyed the holidays more.
Yeah. No, I get that. I think kids do that to you.
When I was younger, St. Patty's Day and Halloween were my favorite holidays.
Still love Halloween.
Now that I'm an adult, it is Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Oh, love Thanksgiving.
It's become Thanksgiving just because you and I have been together and your family is so tight and you guys have always had big, awesome Thanksgivings and stuff. And growing up, we didn't have that.
Yeah.
It was always just me, my mom, and my brother. So.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I like about it is just all the family and hanging out and having a good time with all the good food. And
yeah. Food and family, I'm there. Done.
Seriously. You know, I mean, done. It's, everybody's usually having a couple drinks and just chillaxing. And
yeah.
Giving me a hard time because Dallas is usually playing on Thanksgiving. And everybody's got to give me a hard time. But
welcome to the family.
Yep.
I'm definitely a holiday movie person. And you know this.
Uh-huh.
I will watch a holiday movie every day leading up to Christmas because I love them. I probably watch the Santa Clauses every year because I love the Santa Clauses and they're very nostalgic because they're older. Grew up with them.
Yeah.
They just came out with a new one. Okay, it's not like new, but it's a couple of years. Noel on Disney. This is my new favorite Disney, like Christmas.
Oh, with my girl. What's her?
Anna Kendrick. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great one. Love it.
That one actually is pretty good. It's a nice twist on like a Christmas story because there's never been a female Santa and she becomes Santa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
you just gave away everything. So I hope everybody's seen it.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Sorry. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I mean, it has been out for a couple of years.
Sorry.
So.
And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. It's been out long enough.
That you should know or not know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do love all the Grinch movies. All of them. I love the original. I love the live one. And I love the new one they just came out with a few years ago. At least I feel like it was a few years ago. It might have been longer than that. But I love all of them.
Yeah. The Grinch movies are good.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
I know. But, you know, that plays into both seasons.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can watch that one.
Only thing is,
Halloween or Christmas.
Piper is not a Nightmare Before Christmas fan. Like, she's not mad about it. I think
it's because it's slower. And it
but it has just, so much singing in it.
It does, but I think it's because it is. It's a slower, almost even monotone.
I mean, I got you. I you hear you. I mean,
it doesn't like pick up. And,
yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of is why it's probably not one of her more liked videos.
I know. So we actually don't watch that one as often because it's not on her favorite list. It's on my favorites list, but she's like, meh. She doesn't care. Do you prefer a white Christmas or not?
As far as snow?
Yes.
Christmas is the only day I'm okay if it snows.
Like, I almost even don't know Christmas what Eve. It would like, it be
can,
like.
It can snow Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and I'm okay. The rest of the time that shit can stay up in the mountains.
I don't even know what it would be like to not have snow on Christmas. And I know there's been years there hasn't been snow. Like, I'm not crazy, but I just don't know what it would be like to live somewhere where it like just doesn't
like
snow. Arizona. Because I've always lived here, so there's always been snow on in some form. So
Southern California.
Yeah, that would feel weird to me.
Arizona.
Yeah. It would feel so weird to me. Okay, if you could pick one store to receive all your presents from, what store would it be?
Oh, one store.
One store.
Amazon.
Is that, but that's not really a store, though, is it?
It's a superstore.
But is it?
You get everything.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's not really a store. You're actually getting things from multiple places.
I mean,
Amazon's just like the shipping. He's like the middleman.
But is it? Because Amazon has a lot of their own stuff.
Okay, too. pick a different one because I feel like Amazon is your like all-encompassing because you can buy car parts from Amazon.
Yeah, and that's food. What I'm saying. Like you can get it. It's a one-stop shop.
I feel like that's super cheap.
One store.
Uh huh. Oh, that's a tough one, huh?
Kinda. Trying to think of a.
I have two in my head.
What would your two be?
Either Costco, because one, Costco also has everything. Just saying. Mm. Or the Disney store, because it's Disney, and I love it. And their stuff's expensive, and I'm never going to buy the stuff there for myself. So if somebody else would like to buy it, that would be great.
I'd have to say, like, a sporting goods store.
Like Sportsman's Warehouse?
Or Shields,
yeah. Or Shields. Okay. Oh, that's good. That's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because I like knives and guns and,
yeah,
you know, that stuff. And they've got all kinds of stuff.
Like, oh, yeah. No, I love, camping stuff. Yeah. And I know we're not, like, big camper. That's not our forte. I like camping, but I know I understand that's not
it's,
like
it's
our.
It's a little harder for us, but yeah.
But I love camping gear. I love it so much.
So, yeah, I'd say, like a Sportsman's Warehouse or a Shields.
Okay, that's fair. I see that.
And, I mean, I know it's probably kind of crappy to say, but, I mean, even kind of Walmart.
No, because, again, Walmart has, like, a variety of things.
Yeah, a lot of things. Yeah. So,
I mean, think it's crappy to say. That's why I said Costco. Like, come on. I was like, dude, I can have food. I can have clothes. I can have a gazebo.
Right? Like, you could get video games. You could get a TV.
Yeah.
You could get...
Yeah.
Car stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so for sure.
Those would probably be my two. Shields and Walmart.
Love it. All right, do you prefer buying the perfect gift for someone or receiving a gift?
Honestly, if I knew, like if you had been saying you had your heart set on...
That's what I'm saying. It is the perfect gift that you are giving somebody.
I would prefer to give it to you than receive one.
Oh, I would 100% prefer to give one. I love to receive a gift. Yeah, yes.
I love to get a gift just for sure. As much as the next person, but, if not more.
But this is the thing. The reason why I would love to give the perfect gift is because also in return receiving a gift, I like gifts that feel thoughtful or thought out or... You know what
I'm saying? You know, when someone got that, they were thinking of you.
Yeah, like, not just like I bought you something because I should buy you something.
Oh, it's Christmas here. I just bought you some random CD. Yes,
I do love to give the perfect gift. So I don't give gifts unless I feel like, unless I see you in the gift. Like, I don't. It's who I am. This is going to be a tough one for you because you're probably going to say nothing. Best outdoor snow activity.
Yeah, 100% nothing.
He hates the snow so much.
Yeah, you stay inside and make yourself a hot mocha.
So that's the, yeah, so and, it didn't and fall watch into the category.
The snowfall. Yep, and just watch the snowfall. Actually, no. 1 year, we hung out with some friends. I think it was at the beginning of December. And we went hot tubbing and it was snowing and that was fun.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay. I will take your word for it.
You got really drunk that night.
That we have, that can, I, that's okay. Oh, that paints me in such a terrible light, by the way. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Lord.
No, but we hung out. We ended up staying the night because I had drank two.
I would hope we did, given where the story is going.
Yeah, because I drank two. And they're like, yeah, we got an extra room. You can just crash with us.
I have no
crash
idea.
Crash our place.
No clue. Yeah, hot tubbing would be a good one, though.
I mean, that's probably about it, though. Like, I'm not one to go out and make snow angels and... do all the things, snowboarding and skiing. And-
so when I was young, I used to ski. Loved it. Absolutely loved skiing. I haven't done it in, you know, forever. 20-something years. I love sledding. Love sledding.
I used to like it when I was a kid, but now that I've gotten older and the cold just hurts, like, I don't
want to. I like the snow. I liked, I don't prefer snow over other weathers, but I do. I like the snow. I like to go out. I like to go sledding. I like to build snowmen. So, yeah. Sledding. Yep. Sledding is my favorite outdoor snow activity because it's, yeah, because I can still do it.
Cold just hurts. It just hurts.
All right. If you were an elf, what would your name be?
If I was an elf?
What would your name be? I feel like I would have like a candy name, like Candy Cane or... Cupcake. And I would definitely work in the bakery. Just by the way.
I would probably be like the elf. So like in Trolls, how everybody has kind of like a fun name and everybody's like fun. And then you have Branch.
Branch. So you're saying you'd have like a plane, like.
Yeah. Or, you know.
Are like, you Bob the elf?
No, I'd probably be like Jessup.
Jessup?
Jessup.
I'm just
Jessup's thinking. The he's gonna be like the just he's an elf by birthright, but he probably shouldn't be because he's not happy and jolly and all that other shit.
Are you Buddy? I mean, I know Buddy's like happy and everything, but he's not really an elf.
I'd be like the yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I mean, I want to do the Christmas decoration where we have half a string of lights.
Oh yeah, I'm with you.
That come off the house into a big giant, like, plywood cutout of the Grinch, and
yeah, like yep, he's stealing all of our lights,
stole all our lights and everything.
Heck yeah, I'm on board with that. By the way, okay. If there were bandits trying to get into your house, how would you booby trap it?
How would I booby trap it?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I thought you would like this question.
Yeah. I would legitly go back to, you know, my nostalgic roots and Home Alone some shit.
Like what? We need an example. Like what? What can you think of?
Like find a way to heat up the doorknobs.
Oh my gosh.
So when you grab the doorknob or something, it just burns the hell out of your hand.
Uh-huh.
Or, I mean, I know we don't have a bowling ball, but if we had a bowling ball... I'd find a way to get that, you know, lobbed at somebody's head.
Oh my gosh. I definitely think I would do the saran wrap thing where I put saran wrap over like all over the doors or something.
Oh,
so when you're walking, you like just hit a wall. Well,
didn't
you
put like petroleum jelly or something on them?
Jelly
too,
or glue? Because then there was like
because then there was feathers everywhere.
I don't remember.
Boiling water too, man. Like never underestimate the power of a good 6-quart pot of boiling water.
Well, I would never underestimate that.
Because after you throw the water,
yeah,
you beat them with that pan. Like,
just... It went from funny to very serious. It got violent. It got violent. All right, worst Christmas gift ever that you've received?
I don't know. And I probably say that because I don't remember it because it was probably that crappy of a gift. Crappy. It was like, why even remember it?
Yeah, I tried to think of one too. And I mean, there's probably gifts you get that you're not like... over the moon about. That happens with everybody, I think. But I don't know that I've ever gotten one that it was so outrageously bad that I was like...
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. At least not at the top of my head. I can't.
Yeah, not that I can think of.
And I always just appreciate a good gift. So, you know, I'm not super picky when it comes to that. Do you prefer buying online or going in the store?
I prefer going in the store.
Really?
Like, what? Online's nice and it's convenient and everything and whatnot, but I like being able to look at it and put my hands on it before I buy it. Because, you know, sizes are, I mean, just stupid online.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, actual size, blah, blah, and then you get it and it's like made for a fucking elf. Or, you know, they say it's going to be there and it doesn't show up on time, or you get it and it's fucking busted because shipping and handling has just hammered it.
Yeah.
At least if I go and pick it up, it's traveling with me.
I
know. So
I'm not gonna I'm surprised like that. That,
well, don't get me wrong, I mean, everything I got you this year I ordered.
You're right, but it stressed you out and you hated it the whole time.
It did. Because I'm like, fuck, man. It says it's on its way. Where's it at? Shit. It says it's here. One showed up. I ordered everything at once. How come only one showed up? What's going on?
Yeah. That's true. I'm like 50-50 only because I think it wholly depends on the item. Some things online, I'm like, done, easy, delivered to my house, good. But there are other things that you just need to like see. Like you said, see in person. I need to be able to touch it. I need to be able to know how big it actually is. Does it look cheap?
Yeah. I'm like, does it look like it's cheaply made? Does, you know, do I really want to spend $80 on it because it looks like it's only worth 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like it's, I guess I'd have to say with you, like 50-50, because some things it's like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like you can order a hat or a beanie or something and it's like, yeah, whatever, no big deal. But I feel like, electronics and stuff and like jewelry, it can be a little tricky.
I hear you. Do you prefer a real Christmas tree or a fake one?
I've had both growing up.
So which one do you prefer?
I prefer a fake tree.
Oh,
because it's less cleanup. But I do like a real tree because I like the way it makes your house smell.
Right?
I love the pine smell that it just...
I know.
But the needles get everywhere. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And if they dry out, you got to worry about the lights heating up your tree and catching on fire. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Agreed. I like the smell.
Pros and cons, but I mean, honestly, the way to go is a fake tree.
Yeah. No, but I'm with you.
I do miss that just wintry.
If I had the like dedication to a real tree, I would like a real tree. But my problem is too, is then I also have to like budget that into your expense every year of like buying a real tree. Then I have to transport the tree home and then transport it once Christmas is over.
Like, it's a lot of work with the real tree.
Yeah, and I'm not that dedicated.
No.
I'm not.
I'm like...
I like to pull it out of a box.
Pull it out of a box, set it up, put your lights on it, good to go, yep. Bam.
I don't have to put my lights on it anymore because, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
Comes with it.
Yeah, that comes with it.
So. Yeah, it's beautiful. Okay, and what is your best method for getting through this holiday season? What do you do? What makes getting through the holiday season easy for you?
No, I mean, I usually get kind of stressed out around this time of year because I want you and Piper to have a good Christmas. This year it was simple. I mean, it.
Which I love. Yeah, I love simple. It was. So the stress you get about gift giving to me is your own yourself, because I don't need a gift. I'm good. I'm like, listen, just be alive on Christmas and spend time with me and Abby.
I want to get you stuff. Like, that's that. I enjoy giving you things. I enjoy.
I think it's because your love language is gifts.
No, my love language is physical touch.
I know it is, but the one after physical touch is probably gifts.
I don't remember them all, but I don't know if that wouldn't.
You don't think so? I think so. I feel like that's right up your alley of stuff.
Don't get me wrong. I love a good gift. You've got free tickets to a baseball game and you want to hug me up? Great.
I love a gift. Like, but like, the problem is, and we've had this conversation many times before, so sorry. Buckle in, people. I don't like Christmas because of the idea of forced gift giving. I like getting gifts. I love giving gifts. I don't like the idea of Christmas because it feels forced. Which is why for Christmas, I'm like, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Like, if you want to buy me something, buy me something. But don't be stressed out about buying me something. Like, that's not.
And I think the last couple of years, I've chilled out because I have wrapped my head around that. Like, I'd rather get you something that you really want, or something that you've talked about that you haven't gotten for yourself, or, you know what I mean? Like, just because, you know, to let you know that I'm listening and that I love you.
Well, but no, I get it.
The whole like force thing.
Yeah.
And I was never really big into Christmas because growing up, I didn't get a ton of stuff during Christmas. You know, when you went back to school after Christmas vacation and everybody was talking about all their new radios and this, that, and the other, it's like, I usually got clothes.
You got the things you needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so it was just kind of like, whatevs.
Yeah, mixed emotions there.
But no, since I've gotten with you, I've enjoyed Christmas more. And now that we have Piper, it's even more so.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely I really have to keep a tight rein on myself when it comes to Piper, because I feel like she should have everything that and then it's funny because it's not just things that she wants, like, that could be fun, it's also things that she needs. Like, don't get me wrong, Christmas is also about a time that I'm like, ooh, she could really use like these items.
Well, yeah, because let's get them for us. Actually tell us or voice something that she wants. Like, she really wants new kinetic sand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I got you.
She can't. But
I still have to rein myself in, because I.
There are still things that we see that it's like, oh man, I bet she would probably really enjoy this. This has got a lot of sensory input.
Yeah.
This is, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I get that. And then same with like clothes. I see clothes. And I'm like,
everybody sees clothes for Piper.
I'm like, man, she would look so cute in that.
That girl does not need any more clothes in her life.
Why I don't buy her any, because your mom, my mom, everybody buys her clothes. This child, you could probably go a month without doing her laundry.
I have, and I hate it because.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just recently I did. Oh, no. Okay, way. So I probably didn't go a whole month. They probably went, I don't know, 2.5-3 weeks. I mean a month close, you know.
And she still had clothes. Wow. I didn't think. Wow.
Yeah. But I tell you, but then it makes laundry day awful for her, because know, folding and cleaning. Yeah, it's a process. So I don't like to do that. But yeah, no, that's how many clothes she has. It's overwhelming.
When it's like, my mom tells me all the time, oh, I saw this on Etsy or Timu or whatever, and Piper just had to have it. I had to get it for her.
I know, and you can see why. You're like, no, it's adorable, and she's adorable in it.
Yeah, it's like the little bell bottom pants that she's got on right now.
Yeah,
so freaking cute. So when my mom told me she got her bell bottoms, I'm like, nah, get out of here.
Yeah, they're adorable.
And then they showed up.
They're the best.
They were. I'm like, they're so cool.
They are the best. They're like 70s bell bottoms though.
Oh, like, yeah, like, no, they are full bell on. Bottoms. Like,
yeah, yeah, they're the best. Nope. I just, you know, I don't tend to stress at the holiday season anymore because I am now an adult. My mom does not share this opinion, and she does not like that I have this opinion about the whole forced gift giving situation. I stopped buying gifts for people. I said, I'm not doing it. I am not doing it anymore. I will buy gifts for children because they are children. All you other people, you're on your own. Don't care anymore. You're all adults. Buy your own shit. unless I see something that makes me feel like it's you, but I don't anymore. My mom does not like that about me because she's like, it's Christmas, buy the gifts. And I'm like, absolutely not. You guys are on your own. And it's not because I don't love them. It's not because I don't want to buy gifts for them, but I don't like that it's at Christmas and it feels forced. So I don't do it anymore. And that has taken a lot of stress off my plate because now, you know, we have just my side alone. There's 11 of us.
Oh, I know.
Then we add your side in. Like, it's too much. And that will stress me out. One, because you have to think of everybody. And two, because financially, it's just not good.
Well, no, because the years that we've done gifts.
I know. Yeah, because we used to. Yeah.
You know, you try to be very fair. Okay, well, if we spent $50 on this person, we've got to spend at least $50 on that person.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for me, it's only fair. Like, you don't go and get something at the fucking dollar store for one person and then go over and shop at Dillard's for somebody else. Like, yeah. It's just, no. I got you.
See, no, that is my tip and my trick to get through the holiday season is I just say no to the things that don't serve me. And that's one of them.
Honestly, that my tip is I just try to make sure that we have what we need.
Yeah.
If we can't get anything for anyone or even each other, but rent is paid and we have food and
yeah.
I mean,
I have a roof over my head. I get to spend it with my family and
everybody's taken care of. Nobody's in the hospital. I mean, it's the rest of it. It's just another Christmas.
It's just stuff.
It is. It's just stuff.
The people are what I care about. Yep. Being with the people I love is what I care about.
I mean, like I said, don't get me wrong. I enjoy getting a gift just as much as the next person.
Yes. And I love giving a gift. I love giving a gift.
But nah.
I don't want to give crap. The point where it's,
nope. I'd rather just. I enjoy getting up, watching Piper open her presents, and when she gets excited and stuff.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then just hanging out in the PJs all day, going to your parents.
Yep.
Doing gifts, having brunch, coming home, being lazy all day. Like, mm-hmm. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's nice because we just hang out all day.
Yeah.
With family.
It. Yeah.
So.
Agreed.
And that's technically what it should be. What it's all about. Like, it should family. All be about being with the people you care about the most.
Agreed. And this is why stick with
I mean I get what your mom's saying is it's like you know you can at least get something.
I love my mom and she has the biggest heart.
She does.
But my mom also doesn't know how to say no. she's learning but me, I'm pretty much like, nope, that doesn't work for me. If you want to be mad at me, be mad at me. I that just doesn't work for me. Sorry. I love you very much, but no. But that was it. That was our
our little Christmas.
Yeah,
that's our
Christmas special.
A Christmas special.
Is that what we're calling it?
Sure, why not? Changing the chances, Christmas special.
So I hope everyone has a great holiday, whatever that is to you, and however you celebrate it or don't.
Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, or happy nothing.
Happy nothing, yeah. You could.
Who knows? I don't know.
You do you, boo-boo.
Whatever makes you happy, and I hope it's great.
And have fun, be safe. Yep. We love you all.
And we will talk to you when we come back.
Bye.
Bye.